You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. Earlier this week, Vice President Kamala Harris was in South Carolina touting the administration's push to expand affordable high-speed internet there with programs funded by the bipartisan infrastructure bill. Tens of millions of Americans still don't have access to broadband internet, and the problem is particularly acute for people with disabilities, according to recent research from the Urban Institute. Senior fellow John Schwabish co-authored that report and found areas with the highest share of residents claiming disability insurance were also lagging in internet access.
We expected that our finding would just reflect what we kind of all know, that rural areas of the country tend to have less access or lower speeds on the internet than non-rural counties. And yet what we found was that the difference between counties that have higher rates of disability insurance receipt and counties that have lower percentages of people who have disability receipt, the gap between the broadband access between those two types of counties was 2.2 percentage points. And we thought that would drive everything. But actually, we also find in non-rural counties that there's a gap between counties that have high disability receipt and lower disability receipt. And that gap, a little bit smaller, is about 1.2 percentage points, but still significant, and significant enough that this rural urban broadband gap is not what drove the whole thing. There's something else going on. And so what we're trying to better understand is whether the move, the evolution towards an online system, is making it more and more difficult for people with disabilities to find and obtain the services that they need to support them in their daily living.
Do you have any theories about what might account for that gap?
We think part of it might have to do certainly with infrastructure. We think it may happen to do with differences in income and income inequality. It may have to do with access to other types of services and other types of infrastructure that people with disabilities simply don't have or don't have access to. But it's something that we are exploring in more detail because we know that broadband and internet access is so important for all of our daily lives that when a person or a community or a group of people don't have access to the internet, those folks are being left behind.
What's really at stake here for the populations that you studied?
What I think many of us take for granted is our daily access to the internet, our daily high-speed access to the internet. We're leaving a group of people who, in some ways, are at most need of being able to apply for and receive these benefits. We are leaving behind their ability to talk to their doctors or use certain other health-related technologies like blood pressure monitors that can be monitored remotely, telehealth visits. How do we provide these benefits, provide these services in an equitable way to all Americans, not just those living in one particular part of the country, one particular socioeconomic status?
John Schwabish is a senior fellow at the Urban Institute. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.